City Manager Rich Underkoffler said it did not look like the city would be getting as much state money for capital projects as last year.
We thought it might be more fiscally prudent if we reduced our requests for the library project and for the Ruth Lake project. And there may be some other projects that we might want to reduce our request if you think we have a chance of getting some funding for them.
The city is seeking state funding for numerous capital projects. On the list is a request for $2.6 million for constructing a new library, as well as an application for $2 million from the state's Renewable Energy Fund for Ruth Lake Hydro. The city's lobbyist in Juneau, Ray Matuszewski, attended the meeting by telephone and said the state capital budget is still up in the air. He said federal stimulus funds coming into the state are still an unknown, depending on whether the state accepts some or all of the federal money. Matuszewski said it's also not clear what effect federal dollars that the state plans to accept for the Department of Transportation will have on the rest of the capital spending plan.
Even the DOT monies have added a level of complexity to the capital budgeting process that really leaves us in a position, but I don't know what the capital budget's going to look like. We're going to know in a few weeks, though. So the timing, again, if we're going to alter your request, I'm looking at these less as an altering than an enhancement of your request. It's perfect.
Matuszewski suggested leaving the larger grant requests intact with the state, but telling Senator Bert Stedman and Representative Peggy Wilson that Petersburg could make do with $176,000 for the library project and just under $1 million for Ruth Lake Hydro this year. Councillor Melinda Hofstad said she was not looking to reduce the grant requests for the library.
My intent was to keep the full request in, but say if the full request were not able to be funded, which personally I think it's probably totally unlikely they're going to fund that full request, that that we would ask for the $176,000 so that we would have it shovel ready. I think that puts... That allows, just from a strategic point of view of lobbying for it, it allows our Senator Stedman, who is the one who would be able to put it in or not put it in, to feel like he's given us something and that we're okay with him giving us something, not giving us all of it.
Matuszewski agreed it was highly unlikely the city would receive its full grant request, and he said there was no guarantee the city would see the smaller amount for that matter. The $176,000 for the library project would pay for a consultant who would prepare for taking down the Romead building, including any asbestos removal for the site of the new library. City officials say the money would also get the project shovel-ready by finishing up construction plans and providing a cost estimate. The council voted 5-0 to submit the reworked library grant request. Mayor Al Dwyer and City Councilor Lee Corio were not at the meeting. The vote was also 5-0 to seek a lower amount for Ruth Lake Hydro. Alaska Energy Authority staff are recommending against funding the city's $2 million grant request from the Renewable Energy Fund. That's despite recommending a prior payment of $160,000 in the first round of grants from the state fund. City Manager Underkoffler said he thought the city should ask for less money.
From my perspective, if we don't ask for it, we're going to be paying for all of this with local cash. If we get the permit. If we don't get the permit, it's not. The staff recommendation from AEA remains neutral on the competition for the Ruth Lake permits. You know, they've given us one grant so far for Ruth Lake, which would seem to say that the Energy Authority favors our application over the other applicants. But if they stall on this one, it looks like they've got, they're wavering in the AEA support for Ruth, for Petersburg to be receive the permit on Ruth Lake.
Without that money from the state, the city would have to look at funding investigation of the hydro project with electrical department revenue, or consider waiting on the project. Councillor Sarah Stoner thought the smaller request was a good idea.
I would hope that just this is showing an interest and saying we're still on this and please, anything, we'll take anything right now. Mm-hmm. This to me is my number one priority for Petersburg. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that would show that we are still interested.
Mm-hmm.
The number of projects that will be paid out of the Renewable Energy Fund depend on money that the governor and legislature agree to put into that fund. Lobbyist Matuszewski said there was a lot of competition for that money and called it unlikely that the state would fund the Ruth Lake Hydro request this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.